A good Friday morning. It is now 8:50 as Morning Edition continues on WNCW. I'm Paul Foster, and time to do our Friday feature interview of the weeks. We're going to be talking about the Climate Listening Project, presenting From the Same Soul, a portraiture series by artist and biologist Shannon Bodeau, and it's coming up Wednesday, April 3rd at Gastro Pub in Asheville. And our guest is live in studio this morning to talk about this, the Climate Listening Project director and award-winning filmmaker, entrepreneur, connector, and founding director of the Climate Listening Project. And we welcome to WNCW Dana Ruggiero.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. First thing we ought to do, especially for listeners not familiar, tell us about the Climate Listening Project.
I started the Climate Listening Project 5 years ago to connect hopeful conversations on climate and community. The goal of the project is not to convince anyone that climate change is real, but instead to show the real people that are already dealing with climate impacts and to show the real people creating solutions.
Now, this particular event coming up that we're going to get more into here in just a minute is included as part of the Colander's Climate City Expo CCX, I believe, the arts lineup. Can you share a little bit more about that?
Yes, we are Climate City in Asheville, North Carolina, and that week is the Climate Expo. A lot of the events will take place at the Collider in downtown Asheville, but there will also be several other tracks that people can participate in, different events, and this event will be a part of the arts portion of this large celebration and also of action in Asheville on climate change.
You know, I think it's great because one thing we know in Western North Carolina and in this area, we've got so many great artists. We've got arts of all varieties. And to think about climate and the arts going together just kind of fits.
It does. And I'm just so impressed by the young people that are taking action on climate change. I partnered with Shannon as part of the UNCA McCullough Fellowship. And so she's created this portraiture series where she's gone out and listened to climate stories and hand-drawn graphite portraits. So people will have an opportunity at the event to see these portraits and also to listen to these stories. I've also spoken recently at Appalachian State University, where they're creating climate listening projects as part of their climate stories program. One student came up to me and said, "Hey, Dana, I think I'm going to make a graphic novel." I've also just recently trained 99th graders at the Franklin School of Innovation who are going out and creating their own climate listening project podcasts. I'm just so inspired by the young people that are taking action on climate change and listening.
And you know, that just puts a big smile on my face because they are our future, and to know that they're having this involvement is fantastic. Now, one of the things that you're promoting in the material for this unique event is that it's an opportunity to listen to powerful human stories through a fresh perspective. Expand on that.
Yes. You know, in 2019, I've been doing the Climate Listening Project for 5 years, and I really wanted to relaunch it this year with a fresh perspective that includes not only our changing climate, but the ways that we are changing as individuals, our transformations, where we are seeing our need for changing our political climate, changing our economic climate, our social climate, our inclusion climate. And so these young people that before, I think when we used to march and we used to take action, we were doing it for future generations. We were doing it to protect them from future climate impacts. But we're already seeing climate impacts around the world and in Western North Carolina. And these young people are saying, "Hey, we need climate action now."
This particular event coming up on April 3rd, tell us about the artist being showcased as Shannon.
Yes, Shannon was, you know, just a wonderful person to work with on this project. Shannon is gender neutral. She has high interest in both biology and art. She is a person that has a connection with people that she meets. And so going out and being able to train her, or I don't even know if train is the right word, but just sort of be with her through this process. As she goes out and listens to community members. And then she was able to take this listening project and these stories and do these hand-drawn charcoal portraits. So she is somebody who is combining her studies in biology, her studies in science, and her studies in art. And I think that's so important that right now we need all voices at the table for climate change conversations, and everybody has a contribution that they can make. And so this is a contribution that she is making, and I'm just so honored to support her in that.
We're talking about the Climate Listening Project coming up into early April. Our guest is Dana Ruggiero, who is the director of this group on the Friday feature. I understand there's going to be six paintings and stories during the program. Tell us a little bit more about what guests to the program can expect.
Yes, we'll have a great event for people. I love to throw a good party and celebration. And so this is in honor of Shannon, but also in honor of our community during the Climate Expo that week. So Shannon has interviewed six different people. We'll have select quotes, inspirational quotes from these individuals that she's interviewed, not only from our community, but actually she's interviewed folks from around the world. And so these stories will be told through these portraits, and then we'll have refreshments, we'll have celebration, we'll have live music and conversation around climate action in our community.
You just said community. What does the community mean when it comes to an event like this?
The community coming around, you know, when I've been making films for these past 5 years, and I've been working as an environmentalist for 20 years, the most important thing that I have learned is allowing people to be their whole selves and allowing people to participate in these conversations in the way that they're comfortable. And so I invite everybody to come out, all members of our community to come out, and not only to listen to these individual stories, but to share their stories and invite others to listen as well, and to have real conversation and real dialogue about what we need to do to take action on climate change right now.
So we know there's going to be the spoken word, there's going to be art, as you just said, there's going to be a chance for community to come together and have some great conversation. There'll be the refreshments. Anything else you think you can add about the April 3rd program?
So on April 3rd, it will be the start of the art exhibition. I invite everybody to come out from 6 to 8 p.m. It's at the Hopi & Company Gastro Pub. And then for the next 2 weeks after that, Shannon's art will be on display at Hopi & Company. And then coming up after that, in April, I will be premiering my new film, doing a special preview premiere at WordFest. And then later on in April, I'm also going to be premiering the new Climate Listening Project podcast by 99th graders. And so stay tuned for all of those details and events as well.
I had a chance to pull up some of your YouTube videos. You're out there in a lot of places. If somebody wants to go back and check out some of the things you've been involved with already, tell them how they could do so.
People can access all of the videos online for free. All of my films can be used at events to start and accelerate climate conversations in your own communities at climatelisteningproject.org.
All right. The Climate Listening Project, presented from the same soul, a portraiture series by the artist and biologist Shannon Bodo, will be again Wednesday, April 3rd. You can meet Dana there and so many other great people. That event, of course, is just around the corner. And Dana, continued success. And I know April 3rd will be certainly another big event for you guys.
Thank you so much, Paul.
Great to have you with us today on the Friday Feature. A reminder that Friday Feature interviews of the week are also available as a podcast on our website, which is wncw.org.